Welcome to All Things Dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Today we're talking about the best dairy foods of the year, and joining me today is Trip Hughes, director of category management of Organic Valley. Organic Valley's American Cheese Singles were voted a People's Choice Award in the Best New Dairy Products of 2012 program. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. It's super exciting to be recognized for that.
Now, your cheese is described as a mild, high-moisture, organic, Colby-style cheese. You started selling this in singles, so tell me what led you to the decision to sell this cheese in packages of singles.
Sure. The technical standard of identity on it is high-moisture, Colby-style cheese. But what we were really looking to do was come out with an American classic. An American single is such a part of everyday life here in the U.S., whether it's on kids' sandwiches, for snacking foods, for grilling, et cetera. And Organic Valley has been looking for a long time to figure out how we would enter into that category. And it was kind of an interesting story in that the standard of identities around American in the cheese world these days all kind of require it either being a processed food or a processed seafood or a processed cheese. And that wasn't the direction that Organic Valley wanted to go. What we wanted to do was make an organic cheese and make it real cheese, unprocessed. So, we spent a while. We talked with some consumers and did some in-home consumer research with an independent agency because we really wanted to get a product that was kid-friendly and mom-approved.
All right. Were you selling this in a different format prior to the singles?
This cheese itself, no. We do make Colby here at Organic Valley, but we actually, what we had in our intent was to come out with an American single cheese, and what we needed it to do is really kind of taste great and perform great, but only that we wanted to do that with a real cheese. And so working closely with our R&D folks here and some of our cheese manufacturing partners here in Wisconsin, we tried a number of different prototypes to come up with the right flavor, the right texture, the right consistency for melting. And so this is a cheese that was uniquely created just for our American singles at this point in time.
Does it melt the way you like it?
It does. I mean, that was kind of a key piece. You know, when we talked to the moms, that's what they said. They said it's got to taste great. When my kid folds it over, it's got to, it's got to react and act the same way that they expect it to. It's got to melt great on the grilled cheese. But the key thing that we heard from our consumers, and again, organic consumers, sometimes they're looking for slightly different things in a product, was that they wanted to be real cheese. And specifically they said, look, we don't keep shakers of emulsifiers back here in our pantry, so, we don't want you adding them to the cheese either. And so that's what we spent a long time kind of looking at, how are we going to do this? And what we decided we needed to do was make a cheese and slice it and not put it through a processing process. Sorry to be redundant there. So it took quite a while of, looking at some Jack styles, looking at some Colby styles, and coming up with just the right taste and right meltability. But it the consumer feedback is they love it.
Okay. Then you had to package it too. So tell me about some of the packaging considerations and sustainability issues there might have been in developing the singles.
Sure. I think as most of your listeners are going to be well informed, to come out with a product, it's got to be consumer-friendly, but it also has to be customer-friendly and ready for retail and ready to be mer- merchandised properly. And so one of the things, the considerations that we came out is we needed to be able to merchandise this right there with the other American singles. That the packaging should be kind of a similar in terms of a look and a feel. That said, because we were producing the cheese in block format and then slicing it, you know, our options were not to be able to wrap them and do individual wrap for each slice, which is kind of the direction we wanted to go anyway, is to minimize the packaging. And so as a result, we've taken the sliced cheese and interleaf it with the wax paper. And it merchandises and fits and sits and looks on the shelf exactly like that. And we did have some concern out of the box about, well, if these aren't individually wrapped, how are the consumers going to receive them? But the consumers have been great. They understand that this is the product that they were looking for and have adapted well to it.
Great. I also wanted to ask you about a new product you introduced at the Fancy Food Show in January, and those are the grass milk cheddar cheeses. What can you tell me about that line?
Sure. Well, this is our 25th anniversary of Crop Cooperative, which is the parent company of Organic Valley. And, you know, in honoring all of our farmers and their commitment to the land and to the pasture and to the animals, we wanted to come out with a really special and unique product. And so this year we're bringing out our 25th anniversary grass milk cheddar. And it's coming out in two varieties to begin with, a regular cheddar and then a sharp cheddar that will be aged essentially 8 months or beyond. And what's really unique about this product is, one, the artisanal cheese making behind it, working with our partners at Sierra Nevada out in California. But more importantly for us is the artisanal style of farming that went into it, really back to the land. Not all farms and not all dairies out there are set up to be able to raise their cows on 100% grass feed, which for us means no grains, no soy, and, you know, no additional legume feed there. So it took a lot of work with our veterinarians, with our farmers, to make sure that they were able to get onto pastures that were in good enough shape to raise high-quality grasses and forages for the cows. And the result, the flavor profile in these goudas, you know, the terroir of the area and of the 100% grass really comes through wonderfully.
Oh, that's great, and I understand they have they're high in omega-3s and CLAs and other nutrients.
That's right. I'm a little premature in being able to give the exact specs on it, but in our preliminary testing and the testing that we've done on our milks to start with, there's some really unique nutritional components to it. You know, that these are good sources of naturally occurring omega-3s and CLAs. And CLAs are typical omega-6, but one of the beneficial omega-6s. And really interesting is looking at that balance ratio of, it's a very low ratio of omega-3s to omega-6, which you really only find in pasture-raised and grass-fed dairy herds. Now, all of the herds at Organic Valley are pasture-raised, but some of the other herds are feeding supplemental grains as well. And so when you take the supplemental grains out of the diet of this 100% grass-fed milk, it really even brings that ratio down lower for the 03 to 06.
Well, I look forward to sampling them soon.
Yeah, well, it is going to be hitting shelves here in May, so we're excited to have it out.
Great. Well, congratulations on your 25th anniversary. And Tripp, thanks for coming on the program. You've been listening to Tripp Hughes of Organic Valley. That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Thanks for listening.